Okay, now I'm not sure I'll be able to give this satsang, so I have to ask Barry a question first. Barry, I don't have a release to use this person's name or his story. Do you think it'll still be all right to give this satsang? I need legal opinion here.
Yeah, here anything goes.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay. So you are a student of the law as well, plus a practitioner. Okay, good. All right. Those of you who know me know that I got a chance to take a little break from the winter doldrums and went down to the Caribbean and sat on the beach and baked a little bit. And the place we were staying at, it had, I don't know, 3,000 restaurants and 2,000 coffee bars and all that kind of stuff, right? And one of the places you could go to right off the beach. And so we'd bake and then we'd have lunch. And my body can't tolerate butter, so I asked one of the helpers if there was butter in the vegetables. And he said he didn't know. But he would find some for me without butter. And so I waited. He told me to wait for him right there. I waited for him right there. And he came back, and as he's giving it to me, it passed under the heating lamp. And he thought, oh my gosh, there may still be some butter in the vegetables. So he said, wait a minute. You know, I mean, in that part of the world, a minute means an hour. But anyways, wait a minute. wait here, and I'll go and I'll make you some from scratch. See, at least I think that's what he said, because he was speaking Spanish. And I just that's how I interpreted. So I waited there, et cetera, et cetera. And about 20 minutes later, it was a long momentito, but it was a momentito, he came back and he gave me this plate of vegetables that he had boiled from me, steamed himself. And I asked him his name, and he said his name was Rumaldo, and I thanked him for his kindness and his concern. Because there I was, you know, a lot of people come off the beach, go to lunch, and I asked him if he had just some vegetables without butter. And he went to the nth degree to make sure that I wouldn't have butter and vegetables, even to the point of where he wasn't sure, cooking me a whole batch himself. And he was kind. And that's really the story of Rumaldo, the kindness, because I took a look at Rumaldo, and I didn't see this guy. I didn't see this worker. But what he had done was he had glorified the spirit inside of him that he was. He had literally glorified God by treating me as spirit and by treating himself as spirit. He didn't see it as a hassle. He didn't see it as something else to do. He didn't see it as anything else but an opportunity to serve very lovingly and very kindly. And he didn't cheat, because he had an opportunity that second time around. He wasn't sure. I mean, how many of us, when we're not sure, we don't really make sure. We go, oh, okay, yeah, it's all right. And we slough it off. And he wouldn't do that. He had integrity. He came from the integrity of the spirit that he was. And he said, no, let me make sure. Let me cook you a whole bunch from scratch. And the spirit inside of him was glorified. And how he approached God, how he approached the spirit, how he approached me, he didn't know me. But the spirit inside of him knew me, and the spirit inside of him knew himself. And how he approached me was as one God to another God. And we were both lifted and both exalted, because he stayed with the integrity of who he was. It was a simple action. If you notice, this is a miracle. I mean, truly a miracle. You know, on one level, the cynics amongst us would say, yeah, it's a miracle to get decent service. Anybody who cares, you know, that's a miracle. Yeah, it is. You know, that's true, okay? But the miracle was in the everyday. You're not old enough to be cynical. It's the miracle was in the everydayness. Was the in the little minute thing that he did. There was God, and he's relating to someone else as God. You know? And I was so impressed that when I asked him his name, I told him, you know, I would write a little note that they should know about him, that he wasn't going to get lost in the back yards of the kitchen there. Because it had so impressed me. See? And there it was. He disappeared as a person because he never came from his being a person. He came from the spirit within. See? So what did he do? He treated me as spirit. He treated himself as spirit. He wouldn't permit anything other than 100%. And he just gave. And it was in a very mundane thing, a very common thing. And that's where the miracle was, and that's where God was. And each moment, God gives us these opportunities. They're in the mundane. They're in the everydayness. You know, the miracle isn't, you know, seeing this apparition in the sky or something. The miracle is in everyday life. And the miracle is in the everyday choices we make. Mm-hmm. And kindness operates on many levels. And I always get a kick out of, you know, I've seen this so often, but I always get a kick out of this. You know, there's always, invariably, it's always a little old lady and she's crossing against the light. You know? And she doesn't see that a car is about to hit her. And somebody either screams or grabs her. And she just goes at the person who did this. You know, for screaming at her. Or, you know, or pushing her, forgetting that the guy just saved her life, you know? And so many of us do that. We focus on the form of how things are. And we tend to judge how they are rather than what's behind it. So many of us have this equation. Well, this is kind. This person is nice. It means, like, if he permits this, if he's a doormat, if he lets me get away with my stuff. But if he holds me in integrity and holds me in love and kindness, boy, he's tough and he's, like, mean. You know? And we dismiss it. See? And we do the similar thing within ourselves. We're not kind within ourselves. We hold judgments against ourselves. Okay? We let, if we're not clear emotionally or mentally, or we're staying in negativity and we're persisting it in it, what we do is we make it okay. But Romaldo didn't make the fact that he wasn't sure that second plate of vegetables had no butter in it. He didn't slough it off and give it to me. He took responsibility and he made sure it was a clear action. And a lot of times, we're not that kind to ourselves. We don't do that within ourselves. Well, okay, you know. And to be honest, I'm kind of feeling sad because there was the birthday satsang just last weekend, and some of you have had the experience, and some of you at least are in attunement with it, and some of you know at least that it exists. Know that we all live in the oneness of the Holy Spirit, of the sound current. We're all one. And that it's not that you're sitting over here, you're sitting over here, you're sitting over here, but in reality, we're living in the oneness. And that what you hold in your consciousness, someone else is affected by. Because it's the same consciousness. It's only God. That's all there is. And the satsang was about having respect for yourself and the kind of present you can give your teacher of keeping clear. And the first two conversations I had with so-called students was, they couldn't have cared less. They were so unkind. They allowed all that negativity to stay there. They were unkind to themselves. And in the process that they're unkind to themselves, they're unkind to others. They're unkind to the teacher. They're unkind to everybody. You know? And it's interesting. I've never seen a soul graduate from this system. Okay? Unless it has totally mastered its responsibility and its knowing of the oneness. And linked with that is kindness. You know, this is humankind. That means we're all alike. You know, it's all the same kind. Okay? But we all have the compassion and the caring and the sharing, not because we're do-gooders or not out of a fear, oh my God, if I treat that person terribly, I'm creating karma, and that's a no-no. Well, that's just more karma. Your fear of creating karma, that's just more karma. That doesn't do any good. Okay? But when you come from the integrity of who you are, Romaldo didn't sit there and go, gee, if I give this guy vegetables and he gets sick, or maybe he'll get really violently sick, or maybe he may even die, I'll have some karma. He didn't have that thought. Because he wasn't going in that direction. The only direction Romaldo was going to was where? To the spirit he was, and being of service. And if you notice, if you're kind to another soul, you've been uplifted to the nth degree. You know? And there's an old Buddhist saying, be kind to everyone because they're the same people you're going to meet on the way down, you know? But that's true, but it still begs the question. You need to be kind to everyone because that's the expression of who we are. And that's the expression of yourself as soul. Okay? But you can only be kind to others if you're kind to yourself. Romaldo was kind to himself because he just only permitted the spirit that he was. Some of you, when you persist in negativity and hurt and pain, you're unkind to yourself. See? And you're not part of humankind, because humankind is what the word means. It means man is part of you, is from you, H-U. And we know that that's the first manifestation of God. In the inner worlds, that's the first manifestation of God. And that's who we are. We're a manifestation of God. And if we don't come from that, we're not being kind. We're not being like humankind. You know, it's always fascinating to me how people say, oh, I'm just human, or he's just human. You know, and that's how we slough off everything. It's like, well, no, yeah, I'm not responsible, we're just human. You know, like we're going to get away with something. Like it's just human to feel this. It's just, of course it's human to feel this, but it's not human to stay in it. You know, it's not human to perseverate in negativity or hurt or pain or the stuff that we create that separates us from God. See, and karma is that. Karma is our creation. It's what we've created on the levels below the soul, below where we exist eternally, that separates us from God. But that's our opportunity too. So kindness is also taking advantage of everything. In other words, when Anna asks me to take out the garbage, I very seldom have it as my initial thought or feel, oh yeah, I can't wait to go throw the stuff down the compactor. Thank you, God, for directing Anna to have me throw out the garbage, you know? I don't generally have that thought, you know? Usually my first thought is, nah, leave me alone. Leave me alone, I don't care if it stinks. You know, it could stink for 3 days, and I'll get around to it. Don't worry about it. Okay, but I take that thought, and then I use it to lift. I say, oh, okay, I'll be happy to do it. And then I go and I do it. And how I'm kind to myself is I line up with doing it, and I don't allow myself that negativity so that I don't hold resentment. And I'm not going there 3 days later, I can't believe I threw out the garbage and Anna asked me to throw out the garbage. You know? Now, in the immortal words of Don Baxter, I'm still working on the dishes, but, you know, but I use that to lift, too. I use that to lift. That's the kindness, and that's the kindness I can do within myself. See, and when I'm lined up with the spirit I am and willing to let go of the negativity and choose not to stay there and then choose to let go of the memory of it, then I'm kind to others. Then I'm kind to others. See? So if you're going to do something, do it with a loving heart. And then forget you've done it. Don't hang on to the resentment of it. And don't hang on to, some of you hang on to it like you're waiting around for the medal to be pinned on you. Well, you know, everything you do is known to the Father. That's enough reward. Let Him decide what to do with it. Okay? You want honors among men, that's what you'll get. Okay? But don't expect honors in spirit. Okay? And if you do things for honors in spirit, you have another attachment. Okay? And kindness is all about giving to yourself. Kindness is all about being generous with yourself. Giving to yourself. If you're running negativity or hurt or pain, taking a moment and releasing it. And we have classes to do that. Anybody can, you can ask anyone, they'll be happy to share a technique or two. You can learn on the fly. We have newsletters, etc. There's lots of education. There's no excuse, see? And the thing that I've always seen that being unkind boils down to is out and out and out laziness. Refusing to be disciplined, refusing to be a disciple following in the footsteps of God or the Christ or the loving heart, and refusing to do that, and allowing the lower self, the lower consciousness to rule the roost. Well, but that's the whole game that's played in this world. And the movement of the soul, of the spirit, is one of detachment. It detaches from the things of the world. It detaches away from the attachments. And how does it do it? How is it strengthened to do that? But by the very negative pole, so that all the negative stuff serves a positive purpose. It serves God's purpose. God wouldn't have put it in the system if it weren't any good. And that is for you to be strengthened and to lift. Okay? And kindness consists of always staying with integrity, coming from God within you, making that choice, not settling for anything less. Romaldo didn't settle to just give me that second plate of vegetables. He wouldn't give it to me. Okay? And you never know when an act of kindness is met by God Himself. And you never know to whom you're being kind. And really, it's not your business to whom you're being kind. Your business is just to be kind to yourself and to the spirit you are, and know that that impacts on everything and everyone. What is that bumper sticker? Be a real revolutionary. Perpetuate acts of random acts of kindness, you know? Well, how many times have you ever had an act of kindness done to you? And it's lifted you for weeks and months and sometimes years. Reminds me of, I was out in L.A. doing a money workshop years ago, and my best friend had just gotten married, and he was on his way to Hawaii for his honeymoon, and he called me from San Francisco and picked up the phone in my hotel, and I go, uh-oh, the marriage is over. They didn't even make it. They didn't even make it to their honeymoon. I mean, forget it. It's over. You know, kind of surprised me. I think it would be over. But and then, of course, my friend was crying. So I figured, well, it's definitely over. That's it. It's gone. It's over. And she was so nice, but hey, it's over. What was it like? They left, what, 2 weeks after their wedding? I said, well, it's longer than a lot of marriages. But and what happened was that they had been shopping that morning. And the store didn't have what they wanted. And the salesperson had called around and located it in one of their stores. And by the time it got there to the store where they were, it was 6 o'clock. And the salesperson had stayed with them the entire time. They even had lunch courtesy of the store, etc. And my friend was so moved by this kindness that he had to call me. And of course, as he was hanging up the phone, he said, well, why can't everybody be like the sales clerk? You know? Well, I thought I would do my part. You know? And this is my part. To help you be kind to each other. Because that's who you are, and you glorify God, you glorify the Spirit in you. You allow yourself to be lifted, you allow that, or the one you're kind to be lifted. But for God's sake, be kind to yourself. So many of you are so nasty to yourself. You'll put all sorts of crap in your body, you know, you'll eat stuff that you know will down-vibrate you to the nth degree, even make you sick, even that you're allergic to. You'll hang around with people who are toxic. You'll be in situations that are toxic. You'll keep running the same old stuff. You'll keep relating the same old ways. You'll refuse to discipline yourself. You'll refuse to work with the false self. You'll refuse to use any of the tools. And you'll play victim. Well, that stuff doesn't wash. Romaldo could have been a victim. Hundreds and hundreds of people come to lunch at that time, and I was just another pain in the butt, you know, who wanted something. Maybe he was fascinated by me because of my extreme good looks and thought I was a movie star. I don't know, you know. There were so few Americans there that maybe he was fascinated by my speaking English. I don't know. Of course, it didn't matter to him. He couldn't understand anyway. You know. He had that choice. He could have seen me as just another intrusion. And that's what so many of us do. We see people as an intrusion. Or, don't you just love it when you go to a store and these people who are working at the store who get paid to work there, they pretend you're not there. And when you finally force them to notice you, what do? They make it very clear that you violated their space and their time, and you've interrupted their day, and you probably ruined their day too, you know. They're masters at it. But that's what so many of us do. We treat others like they're an intrusion. We treat others like somehow they're interfering with us. And at the same time, we treat those people in situations that are toxic to us with an attachment that only perpetuates our hurt and our pain, etc. And we're the ones still demanding something out of that situation or from those people. And that's being unkind. It's being unkind to them, and it's being unkind to yourselves, because it's not being honest. Okay, now Romaldo, the soul that was in Romaldo, went into the heavenly realms that night. And his karma was altered forever. That soul's karma was altered forever. Okay? And every soul that treats another soul with kindness and dignity, that's God to God. And that's how we need to live and be and approach each other in this world. But watch out how you do it. Don't do it from, oh my gosh, I gotta be kind or I'll create karma, or I gotta be kind or otherwise I'll go to hell, or I gotta be kind out of fear or anything else like that, or I gotta be kind because it's, you know, I gotta do good to atone. I'm in atonement for past lives. Well, if you're in atonement for past lives, that's where you're at. You're in the past, you're never present, you're never with God. And you'd be the first soul that has ever been able to balance karma. So good luck to you. I wish you the best. You can't do it. And I sure hope you'll have fun trying, because it'll be lifetimes before you realize it can't be done. So the choice is real simple, and the kindness is real simple. All you have to do is inside yourself decide to stay with the spirit you are. Love yourself. See, because we're out here in the world, we're outcroppings of ourselves, because we're really residing in the inner worlds of spirit. It's not that, oh, when your body dies, you're going to go spirit. You're there now. You're dead. You don't know it. So you come into life to come to know that you're dead so you can move into eternal life. But our consciousness does something really weird. We think we're alive because we're in the body. And then when we die, we're dead, and then we're going to go meet God. Uh-huh. Another fake out. Okay? But each moment we meet God. We meet God within ourselves. And we meet God in others. And kindness has to do with treating yourself like God, treating yourself and others like God, treating yourself like the Christ treats you. And how does the Christ treat you? With love, with kindness, with compassion. Unconditioned. He doesn't condition it with anything. There's no history. There are no judgments. There's nothing about you that he holds against you. He didn't care if Mary was a whore. Couldn't have cared less. Right? He is without sin. Cast the first stone, right? You can't cast stones. The Christ doesn't cast stones. We're accepted unconditionally. See? That's the key. Unacceptable to us is just that. It's unacceptable to us. It's acceptable to God. There are no judgments. We are not judged as we think of judgment. Okay? But unconditional. We are loved unconditionally. We are accepted unconditionally. And kindness is based upon that. Accepting yourself unconditionally and accepting others unconditionally. See? That's why the Christ Jesus said, how do I know, and how does anybody know that you're followers of me, but that you love one another? He didn't say you have to go like one another. He didn't say any of that stuff. He said, but that you have to love one another. So in your interactions with other people, come from the place of loving inside yourself and give of that overflow and let others drink from that. See, but you can only do that if you've accepted yourself unconditionally. Because we know that God's love is there for us always. And we pretend that we're unworthy. And if we can accept God's love for ourselves, we can accept unconditional love, we can accept God. If we can accept God, then we know we're spirit. Then we can accept the God that's in someone else. It's the same God. It's the same spirit. Our interactions with other people are not really interactions with other people, but they're opportunities to express ourselves from inside out. And that's what Romaldo was doing. He was expressing his love for himself and for God through that action. And it was captured in a moment. A moment of kindness and generosity I won't forget, ever. And I'm not sure if you understand what I mean when I say I won't forget. And you don't have to, and Romaldo doesn't have to. But every act of kindness reverberates through the entire, all of creation, all the inner worlds. And spirit is uplifted. And spirit meets that act of kindness and amplifies it through the heavens. So we're not alone in our acts of kindness. And we're met inwardly by spirit. And it's magnified. When we're unkind to ourselves and we choose to hang on to the negativity and we treat others from that spot, spirit's there, but you have free will. And spirit loves you enough to allow you to be in charge because you've created a false idol and you've turned your back on spirit. So it lovingly waits for you to recognize that it's there. And kindness is about recognizing yourself as spirit, about knowing that spirit's there, about the immediacy of God, entirely present. And an act of kindness glorifies God. Because that's what I saw in Romaldo. I saw God. Not only did I see God, but I saw Romaldo attending to that God point within him and serving God and glorifying God that was within him. And that's why his story is our story. So I really beseech you to do acts of kindness each moment within yourself, and express from that point and give the kindness to others. Because that's what humankind is. Being just like God. And we'll stop with that.